I'm joined by Rachel Lindeen. She is in charge of the Downtown Farmers Market, which is on Jefferson Street. Normally, the 300 to 500 block of Jefferson, that's where they've been. But this week, they're going to be in the 700 to 800 block because of Burlington Steamboat Days. That ostensibly is why, isn't that? Hold on a second, Rachel. Let me get that microphone turned on for you. Yes.
Good morning. Yes, that is the case. This week, we moved to the 700 and 800 blocks of Jefferson Street. It will be the same market you're used to, just shifted, just down the block.
And I'm guessing that's so that you free up parking for that area. Is
exactly.
That right?
It gets a little congested down by where we normally are, so we just keep it on Jefferson Street and move down the block. But it's going to be a great night. Rumor has it that Wake and Bake is the new restaurant downtown, is going to have a little bit of a sneak peek to coincide with our evening. So it should be a fun night.
That's in the former Expert Tire business.
Exactly.
We had Steve Fravor telling me about that. It's sort of like a breakfast and an evening thing.
Exactly.
It sort of runs a little bit of both, yeah?
You know, I'm anxious to see it. I don't know enough about to talk about it fully, but I will check it out tonight. That's for sure.
Yeah, I told him it reminded me of a place they have in Chicago that's in a boutique hotel called Maley's. And I said, yeah, that sounds very much like, great breakfast and also it turns into a different place at night.
So, looking forward to checking that out tonight. We do have live music, like always, so it'll be a great evening. So, we still have lots of fresh produce. We're starting to get into the more of the season, if you will. I know some of our people are a little late on some of their produce, but we're still seeing strawberries and tomatoes. And
I'm guessing all kinds of berries are coming out.
Yeah, exactly. And, baked goods. I love the cinnamon rolls. And we do have one new vendor this year that does a gluten-free bakery, so come check her out, Yellow Whisk. But it's kind of a nice twist for those that need the gluten-free option.
Now,
too.
Are any tomatoes out yet?
Yes, there are some tomatoes that we have. One vendor that has been just bringing all kinds of great tomatoes.
A lot of places have. I know that a lot of vendors, typically they have what they call an indoor, basically a greenhouse, so they can start things early.
Yeah, we do. We've seen a lot of tomatoes. We've seen a lot of onions. You're starting to get all the great fresh
onions,
produce.
Onions, peppers, all of those.
All of that, exactly.
All of that sort of thing. So you got fresh produce, you've got baked goods, and you also have crafts too, don't you?
Yep, exactly. There's lots of crafts and home goods. And I also need to remind us that there's a lot of fresh honey down there, local honey that people like to use. So.
All right. Is there any other special events going on?
Yeah, June is a jam-packed month for the farmers market. So the 21st, we return back to the 300 to 500 block, and we'll have Paul Bishop back with his carriage ride with his horses. More live music on that night. And June 28th is Living Well Day. It's a partnership with Great River Health System, and they're bringing in 16 extra vendors of how to live a better life.
Okay. Now, I know that in the past, women's infants and children, WIC vouchers, and senior nutrition coupons, or I guess vouchers, have also typically they begin in the month of June. And so are you vendors accepting those?
Yes, we have some. We don't have, not everybody, but they are marked that who accepts what. So they should all be posted on their booths.
All right. Well, it is a party. And, of course, you got all of those. The thing is, because there are so many restaurants and some establishments that are down there, there's always some place to go. As you're wandering, you can wander in and out and do a little shopping and get what you need and just have a party in downtown downtown Burlington.
Exactly, brace all things downtown.
All right, now that's going on. You mentioned the 21st. You said something special's on the 28th as well.
28th is Living Well Day. It's a partnership with Great River. They're bringing in 16 or 17 booths. There'll be special demonstrations from people like Bickles. They're bringing in some Trek representatives, and there's going to be some blood typing, some healthy eating options. So it should be another great day on June 28th.
All right, June 28th. So that is, of course, at the farmer's market in typically the 300 to 500 block, except, in fact, I think this is the only week that you're in a different location.
Exactly.
And you are 4:30 to 7:30 every single week until, through the month of September,
Through the month of September. So Yeah, we're looking forward to a great, fun season. And so far, the rain has held off. So let's just keep our fingers crossed it keeps going that way.
And a look ahead, I guess, or mark your calendar, I guess, is what you do for July 21st. What day is that?
It's a Saturday. July 21st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. is our third time for a very vintage market. So,
and you were telling me that, and I know it was very... I was surprised at the popularity of it, but it is it has just simply blossomed into something unbelievable, isn't it?
It's a fantastic event. We have over 130 approximately vendors to set up in downtown Burlington for repurposed, antiques, handmade, all kinds of great stuff.
And vintage means just simply sort of a step up, basically.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, it's popular, and it's a great day. Last year we had thousands of people in downtown Burlington.
All good, no junk.
Exactly. That's right.
All right. Well, it's going on. That's going on July 21st. But don't forget today, 4:30 to 7:30, 7 to 800 block of Jefferson. All of those things that we talked about are going on. And again, Farmers Market every Thursday, 4:30 to 7:30 through the month of September.
Yes.
Rachel Lindeen, thanks for stopping
by. See you downtown.